read a sign the other day and said that Christmas, how was it? It went, said we couldn't have Christmas without Christ. Isn't that real? Isn't that awesome? That, you know, I read that, and, you know, I'm riding along, and that registered. I'm like, wow, yeah, I guess that's the truth. You know, without Christ, there would be no Christmas. And then you think a little further, without Christ, there'd be no salvation. There'd be no healings, and a whole bunch of stuff. But I tell you what, our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And regardless to what kind of gift we may receive tomorrow, nothing will top the gift that we receive this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's do it. If you've been walking the same old roads for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Now we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God we have. Amen. Our Lord and Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, listen, before we go any further, let's take the offering up, okay? And I'll just pray right here. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the tithers and the givers of this church, Lord God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the workers of the church, for the cleaners and the decorators and all the planning.
Heavenly Father, and just for every phase of this that keeps the door swinging, Lord God, I just thank you for that. Now, Lord God, I ask you to bless them mightily in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, it's Christmas time.
Amen.
Amen. Go, guys. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strain prolong? What the gladsome tidings reap, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. In excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knees Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Jolly. Ba la 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 la. Join us now. Ba la 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 la. Ain't that right?
Yeah. Amen.
Now, we're supposed to be smiling. Y'all in here, y'all. I don't know. Is that what that is? Well, I ain't. Well, I tell you what, I refuse not to go somewhere and have fun. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brian. I really like this song.
Oh, come ye, oh, come ye. come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Sing choirs of
Jesus.
Son, before you get ready to do the other song, I was thinking of this song this morning that my soul magnifies the Lord, and I was talking to Ricardo about it. But, you know, in my mind this morning, you know, you're thinking about this time of year, and what I saw is I saw a young girl. I saw a young girl that an angel had appeared to her just out of the blue one day and told her she was going to have a baby and that God was going to be the father of that baby. And a young girl that, and she said, okay, Lord, whatever you say, it's your word. Let it be done. And yet, going away from there, and in the next, you know, what, couple of weeks or so or however, you know, she's thinking, how is this going to work out? What's going to happen? What's my fiancé Joseph's going to say? You know, back then, a girl pregnant out of wedlock, she could have been stoned. Joseph had a right, according to Old Testament. Remember, we're still under Old Testament times. He could have stoned, had her stoned. So here's this young girl thinking, God, God. And you know what happened? You know, we all need to have the things that we're believing God for to be confirmed.
That's right.
You know, and that's why we come to church a lot. You know, the words up here and the man of God or the woman of God or somebody or a song, and it's going to confirm that promise that God's given us. And, you know, she went to visit her cousin. And this is what I saw, Ricardo. She went to visit her cousin, this young girl. And as soon as Elizabeth opened the door, she said, Hail Mary. Hail Mary. You're so worthy for what God is doing. And John the Baptist leaped in Elizabeth's womb. And Mary goes, My soul magnifies the Lord. It's like she's saying, Yes, that's the confirmation I needed. You know, we all need that.
That's right.
So when somebody comes to you or whatever, you know, our job is to share the word of God with them.
Right.
It's not to get into this or get into that or the whys or how God's going to do it. It's just to help confirm the word, just like Mary did to Elizabeth did to Mary. When she sang, My soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in it. Why? She could say, I don't know how he's going to do it. But I know by this lady confirming what the Spirit of God had spoken to me, I know that God's going to make it right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Of great joy for every woman and every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom His favor rest. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. My soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Yeah. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare its throne. Let every nation under heaven. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh, no. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. Great things for me, great things for me. On David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Oh, yeah,
wonderful. Soul.
like God's wanting me to share this prayer request with you. My boyfriend's grandfather, he had an accident with a fire, and 90% of his body is covered in burns, most of them third degree, and they don't know if he'll live. He's 67 years old, and he's in the ICU in Ohio, and I just wanted to let you all know so you could pray for him. His name's Robert Merrill.